This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
On News World Podcast, we're celebrating America's 250th birthday, and I ask my guests how they're spending their 4th of July. Brett Baer.
I will be working. I'll be in Washington because it's a big, big day.
Jared Isaacman.
I plan to be flying in an F-5 fighter jet painted in Freedom 250 colors along with four other fighter jets flying over the nation's capital.
Listen to News World on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As America marks its 250th anniversary, we're looking back at 2.5 centuries of rebellion and liberty through the eyes of the heroes who defended it.
The whole thing about this country is freedom. If we're not careful, we could lose that.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, we bring you the defining moments of valor that went above and beyond the call of duty. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Tuesday. I feel better now. I just had to get all that stuff off my chest in the first hour. It's a Tuesday. We're going to talk about how evil the media is, do a bunch of emails, talk about Democrats still trying to bring rapists and murderers back to the country. And Donald Trump, turns out he can oblaw just like I can. All that and so much more coming up on the second hour of the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, I just want to recap something we said last night. So people can understand, this was in reference to a Maryland man. Two different courts have said that guy who was not an American citizen that got deported to El Salvador. Two different courts have said the man is a member of MS-13 and, in fact, a leader in MS-13. And yet, Democrat after Democrat after Democrat, media person after media person after media person continues to refer to him as a Maryland man. And there are a couple different parts of this. I made it about the media last night. We'll get to that in a moment. But first, remember, language. Communists are obsessed with language, obsessed with it, because they lie. And they understand everything has to be built on lies. The world of make-believe has to be not only built, it has to be maintained at all times. Therefore, you can't call it abortion. It becomes women's reproductive rights. You can't call him an illegal. You have to call him a migrant. You can't call him an MS-13 gang member. He has to become a Maryland man. When you are selling a sick, demonic religion of destruction, you understand that you have to lie. Lying is it's a bedrock of communism. And you know what's wild about this? If you're into this kind of nerdy stuff, I'd recommend it. If not, you guys should, I guess you just have to take my word for it. If you study at all the Russian Revolution or the Cultural Revolution under Mao or anything like that, how honest they all were with each other about lies. I know that's a weird way to say it, but they would talk all the time of, no, we can't say that. You can't let them know that. No, we have to say this instead. No, whoa. We have to keep from them what we're doing. Otherwise they'll catch on. No, we can't. Whoa, hold on. Don't be honest. Hold on. That, of course, translates perfectly to the Democrat Party today. Lying. Every single word has to be carefully selected. Language has to be purposeful. If you're lying about everything, if you're being honest about something, you can just sit and speak off the cuff. I don't have a script here. I don't have anything written down. I'm saying whatever happens to pop into my head at the time, and I'm totally safe in doing so. But if I had to sit and lie to you all day, every day, Well, I would need, could someone write, I need some buzzwords. I need a script. What if I say something wrong? That's why they lie about everything at all times. Now on to the media. How can you possibly think you're the good guy when you write headlines like this? This is an honest to God headline from ABC News. We're not talking MSNBC. We're not talking one of these quacky, kooky left-wing groups. ABC News. You are one of the major, major news organizations in the country. Remember Josh Shapiro, governor of Pennsylvania, had his home firebombed? And this was not a small affair. I hope you've seen the pictures by now. Somebody torched that thing and tried to kill him. His family was asleep in there, and they firebombed his home. And, of course, surprise, surprise, like I told you it would be, the guy was a communist. I believe he calls himself a socialist. He has social media posts saying F Trump and everything. He's a communist. He's a street animal. You know who he was. So we know all this. This was the headline from ABC News. A mechanic who had previously expressed disdain for Democrats was arrested in connection with a fire early Sunday at Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro's residence, sources told ABC News. A mechanic who had previously expressed disdain for Democrats. By the way, the disdain he expressed for Democrats was that they weren't near communist enough. But if you're an evil communist who works at ABC, you have been trained about the importance of language, about the importance, the critical importance of lying when it comes to defending the communist revolution. You know that every day, no matter what article you're writing, no matter what news story you're putting on, no matter what headline you happen to put out there, you understand that the Democrats must be protected at any cost and Republicans must be attacked at any cost. Well, that puts you in quite a bind when you wake up and find out a communist who hates Trump firebombed the governor's home. What do you do? It's very simple. You lie. The revolution is more important than honesty. The lie is more important than the truth. When it comes to protecting the revolution, you lie. Outright lie at all times. If that's what it takes to protect the revolution, you lie. That's why, look, remember the MS-13 guy? He's a Maryland man.
Well, we have the power to shape public sentiment, and at the end of the day, making sure that public sentiment in this case understands that the treatment of Mr. Abrego Garcia, you know, is unconscionable, unacceptable, and un-American. And if it can happen here, it can happen anywhere. And it's going to be incredibly important for every member of Congress. Certainly, we plan to do this on the Democratic side, both in the House and in the Senate, to intensify the pressure on the Trump administration to comply with the Supreme Court's directive, and the Supreme Court and or the Federal District Court actually needs to enforce its order.
He just spent 44 seconds talking about a gang leader in MS-13 who was deported and he's not an American citizen. Did you hear any reference to any of that? That's because, by the way, did you know they sit and work these things? Hakeem Jeffries, Democrats, the communists, they will sit down around a table and they will take a story and they will begin to workshop. Hey, what word? No, not that. Okay, we can't use that word. What? How should we describe this here? Why do you think this little soundbite, this is Catherine Mayer, head of NPR, why do you think this remains permanently on the soundboard?
I think our reverence for the truth might have become a bit of a distraction that is preventing us from finding consensus and getting important things done.
The truth? Why are you bothering me with the truth? We're trying to get to consensus. We need consensus so we can, what? Get things done. We're fighting a communist revolution here. We need consensus. I don't have time to worry about the truth.
I think our reverence for the truth might have become a bit of a distraction that is preventing us from finding consensus in getting important things done. I think our reverence for the truth might have become a bit of a distraction that is preventing us from finding consensus in getting important things done.
This is how they think. And this is how they go to sleep at night. If you're ABC News and you describe a communist street animal who just tried to firebomb Governor Josh Shapiro's whole family to death, you describe him as a mechanic who had previously expressed disdain for Democrats, you go to sleep that night and you're 100% sure you're the good guy because you have been trained through years and years of communist indoctrination that protecting the revolution is the highest good. So you will hurt anyone you have to. You will lie about anything you have to. If it involves murder, vandalism, whatever it takes to protect the communist revolution, that in and of itself is the highest possible goal. Therefore, as long as you did what you did on behalf of the communist revolution, you are always the good guy because, of course, you're always fighting the bad guy. That's a fact. And that's why your liberal Aunt Peggy walks into Thanksgiving and she still thinks Donald Trump colluded with Russia. Why does she think that? Because she's dumb. She's gullible. She's on too many anti-anxiety meds. And she consumes communist slop everywhere. She never hears the truth anywhere. And that's why they do it. It's done specifically for the liberal Aunt Peggy's of the world. So they will not only ingest these lies, they will march as foot soldiers out into the world and spread the lies everywhere. You know a Democrat like this, don't you? Who says things that are just factually wrong. Who says Donald Trump called Nazis very fine people. You know Democrats believe that? Democrats across the country still believe that. It's on video that that's not what he said. But it doesn't matter. Because they've been lied to. All right, let's do some emails. Let's fix your meat first. Have you looked up the IQ Sense yet? It's on chefiq.com. The IQ Sense is what it's called. The wireless cooking thermometer. Maybe you looked it up and maybe you thought to yourself, well, that sounds awesome. Jesse told me it's awesome. Jesse uses it, and yes, I do. In fact, I was using it before I ever partnered with Chefman. Anyway. But I don't want to spend the money. Okay. What's steak cost? How much money do you spend every single year on meat? What's it worth to you to never ruin a piece? To make sure every single time you cook something, it's done perfectly. That's what IQ Sense does. Because everyone knows you cook to temperature. You don't look. You cook to temperature. This thing will tell you. It will tell you when it's done. You realize that? Your phone will let you know. You don't ever have to open the oven, open the grill, open the smoker. Your phone will tell you when it's done. 15% off at chefiq.com with the code Jesse. Chefiq.com, code Jesse. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an amazing and wonderful Tuesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Oh, great Oracle. I had a thought about combining a couple topics from last week's shows. You played the horribly honest clip of the Karen at Davos talking about the elites coming together while the populace has never doubted the elite more. Earlier in the week, you discussed how the Praetorian Guard turned on the Roman Emperor for separating from the people. It got me thinking, how does a Praetorian Guard for the global elite look? Well, that's the FBI. It's beyond the FBI. It's also NSA, CIA. We have to understand how terribly dangerous our situation is, not was, is in our country right now. We have to understand what has happened. These institutions are enormously powerful. Enormously powerful. The forces they have at their hands, the ability they have to destroy anybody, to kill people if they would like to kill them. They can do that. Remember that. Remember, the FBI killed that fat old man in Utah. He walked with a cane. He's a fat old man who put something stupid online about getting his sniper. I think he said something about getting his sniper rifle ready for Joe Biden, if I remember right. Put it on Facebook. Okay, it's dumb. It's also illegal. Don't say things like that. You're going to get arrested. But I can't stress enough, this wasn't some hardened gangbanger in a dangerous neighborhood. It's a fat old man with a cane for trained law enforcement officers. How easy would it be to apprehend a fat old man with a cane in a relatively nonviolent way? You not only know where he is, Chris, it's not just that you know where he lives, you know where he works, you know where he drives, you know where he gets his groceries. You could apprehend that guy completely nonviolently outside of Kroger as he's going down picking up hot dogs for Sunday. You could easily. There are 1,000 ways to not completely nonviolently apprehend somebody. The Federal Bureau of Investigation found a way to do it, and that guy's dead now. The power of federal law enforcement, of federal intelligence agencies, is immense. You could easily make the argument, and I probably would make the argument, that the power that resides inside of FBI, CIA, NSA far exceeds the power of the presidency. I bet you if you asked JFK, he'd tell you that. Anyway, that's another story entirely, but you could make that argument, okay? Well, that obviously wasn't the original intention of these organizations when it comes to things like the FBI. America was trying to figure out this was, you know, there's all kinds of craziness going on, bank robberies, murders, gangsters. How do we coordinate things between the states and things like that? What do we do about that? Hey, let's just get a big federal agency who can kind of get everyone together and things like that. So wasn't the original intention, but once the communists take those organizations over, they are the Praetorian Guard. We have a Praetorian Guard here in the United States of America. It's the organization that hid Hunter Biden's laptop story on purpose so Joe Biden could win an election. It happens to be the exact same organization that wiretapped Trump Tower. Oh, it happens to be the exact same organization that sent an army of agents into Mar-a-Lago and then posted a staged photo online. It happens to be the same. Do I need to keep going down the list? The exact same organization, which, again, sorry to keep circling back to it, again, makes me unimpressed with this.
Jesse, you know, when you're listening to all these liberal reporters, they keep calling him a Maryland man. He's not a Maryland man. He's part of a foreign terrorist organization. He's a member of MS-13.
You got that, liberals. Anyway, what about the FBI? Have you arrested anybody? These criminals are all still there. That's the point I'm trying to get home here with this stuff. We have a Praetorian Guard, and they're not gone. There has been... Now, this is off the top of my head, so there's probably been more than this. This is just what I've caught and what I'm remembering right now. We had the head of the FBI field office in New York City. He was forced to retire. He was forced to retire after he defied an order from Pam Bondi. He was not arrested. He was nothing. Just early retirement. Okay. I believe someone else, I saw the headline, I forget who he was, got suspended from the FBI. But... we're dealing with a handful. Let's say I missed 10 of them. All the communists who did all those evil things I just laid out, they're all still in the FBI. I mean, what do you want me to say? One of the worst possible offenders when it came to hunting down the January Sixers, the worst possible offenders. I'm sure you've seen the news. Steve Jensen's his name. He just got promoted. Do you remember Elvis Chan? I've called for his arrest and imprisonment a million times on the radio. Elvis Chan was the special agent knocking on Facebook's door, telling them what to censor leading up to Joe Biden's election. Elvis Chan isn't hiding out in a non-extradition country. He's collecting an FBI paycheck. the Praetorian Guard isn't gone. They remain firmly in place. That's the Praetorian Guard. Very dangerous situation. All right, more emails next.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
This is Newt Gingrich, former Speaker of the House and a proud American citizen. I'm celebrating America's 250th birthday on my podcast, Newt's World, with 15 special episodes. And I've got some great guests, Walter Isaacson, Jonathan Turley, Brett Baer.
I will be working because it's a big, big day. I'll be in Washington and have all kinds of coverage through the day of America 250.
Rachel Campos Duffy.
There's nothing like American music. We're the home of rock and roll. We're the home of rap. We're the home of pop music.
Eric Metaxas. Jared Isaacman.
I plan to be flying in an F-5 fighter jet painted in Freedom 250 colors along with four other fighter jets flying over the nation's capital.
The story of the national anthem and the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Join me and let's celebrate America's 250. Listen to Newt's World on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
2026 marks the 250th anniversary of America. The soul of this country is found in the stories of those who defended it. I'm J.R. Martinez, a U.S. Army veteran. I know that true valor isn't just a word. It's a choice made in a split second. That's why I'm honored to bring you a brand new season of Medal of Honor Stories of Courage from Pushkin Industries and iHeart Podcast. You'll fly into the heart of a rescue mission with Air Force pilot James Fleming in Vietnam.
I'm going to put you out in the middle of hell. If you have to come home, I'll bring you home. That's my duty. It's my honor.
We'll also travel back to 1926 to witness Richard Byrd's historic flight over the North Pole. These are more than just stories of combat. They are testaments to leadership, community, and the human spirit. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Tuesday. Let's do some more emails, shall we? I've been way, way, way negligent. Jesse, I haven't written in a while now because you've just gotten too popular for us OGs. I'm super popular, Chris. Sorry you didn't realize it. I heard you mention that you go for a ruck to get exercise. It sounds interesting, so I threw a 25-pound dumbbell in my tactical backpack, strapped up, and headed out into the neighborhood. Any tips for efficiency and beginners? Says I can say his name. His name is Vinny. Look, this is something I do because I generally despise all forms of cardio, but there's something, I don't know why, I enjoy about throwing on a heavy pack and going to hurt. You know, going to walk. It's incredible for you. Maybe that's it, Chris. Enjoy the pain. I'll tell you, maybe I'm getting old, maybe more mature in some ways, maybe less mature in other ways. But, you know, you always, everyone has bad days. You have bad days. I have bad days. Everyone has a bad day where something didn't go right at the house or at work or whatever. Everyone has a reason for a bad day. In my youth, a bad day meant that I was going to come home and I was going to hammer some bourbon or something like that. Give me some whiskey. And I'm not saying I'm above that. No, oh no, no, I'm saintly Jesse. I never do that. I'm not saying that. But I have found a more enjoyable outlet that actually makes me sleep better and feel better is punishing myself on a ruck or something like that. I did it two nights ago. Came home. I generally prefer to work out in the mornings, but I came home and put on my workout stuff. And Ob said, "What are you doing?" "I'm going to lift." And I just wanted to hurt. I don't know why. It just felt like it. And then by the time I was done, felt good. All those endorphins released. I just felt good. Now I sound like one of the obnoxious workout people, don't I? I'm not that person. I'm telling you, it's great. Anyway, I don't have any tips for a ruck other than this. Unless you're in your 20s, mind the footwear, okay? Meaning, make sure you have a good pair of shoes on or boots on. Make sure you have good stuff on your feet, because if you do not, your knees will withstand the impact of all that heavy weight, and your knees will let you know when you're done. I was doing these, and then, you know, you never check the bottom of your shoes. I had my running shoes for 3-4 years. And my knee was aching. I looked at them. I had no soles left on my shoes. That meant the knee, my 43-year-old knees were taking all the punishment. Other than shoes, I don't have any advice for you. Go walk. Walk until your heart rate's up. You sweat a little bit. You don't have to kill yourself either, especially if you're just getting back into shape. Don't kill yourself. Go for a mile. See how you do. Work your way up. Always with everything, especially when it comes to workout stuff. Start slow. Start slow. What people do when they want to get back into shape, maybe this is you right now, maybe you got fat, whatever, it's fine. It happens to everybody. Don't beat yourself up. Maybe you've always struggled with weight. People think, especially in this social media era where everybody online, their life is perfect and they look perfect and they're super fit, right? That's not real, but that's what people put out there. You don't put out there your worst pictures, do you? I don't even do that. No, I don't really put pictures out there, and there's plenty of video of me looking whatever way, but you don't put your worst self out there. You don't do that. So every time you turn on, you go online or something like that, someone just got done with a workout, and that's what you're looking at. And let's say you're a woman and you want to get in better shape or lose some weight. Well, this morning you just opened up Instagram and you saw this lady who's your age, and she just looks perfect and she's so beautiful and her life is perfect and you're fat and you're ugly. And so you think you have to go to CrossFit for an hour and a half like she did and do 8,000 pull-ups. Just go for a walk. Go for a walk. Go for another one tomorrow. Maybe in a couple of years, maybe you'll be at the CrossFit gym. Don't do that. Don't compare yourself. And dudes do the same thing. I'm guilty of this too. I'm not pointing fingers at others. I enjoy lifting weights. I'm 43 years old. I don't lift to compare bench press weight with anybody. But I'm at home working out, maybe push-ups, maybe weights, something like that. And I see even one of my buddies. Oh, you know what's a good example? BK. BK is on the show all the time, friend of the show. BK is a beast. And I know you probably only listen to him on the radio, but you can see him. He has a podcast and he's on Instagram. BK is, he seriously, I would never say this to his face because he's so obnoxious about it. He really is like a Greek god. He is. He's just built like a god. You turn on, you know, social media and you see BK doing a bunch of box jumps and things like that in his backyard looking like Adonis. You want to try to compare? You're just going to hurt yourself. You go slow. That's all. Hey, Jesse, I just heard Medal of Honor Monday story about Okinawa, and I just wanted to say thank you. I've been reading about the battle, and I'm truly shocked at the amount of people killed and ships damaged or sunk. The story about the kamikazes is truly amazing and disturbing at the same time. Can you do a history lesson about that? Says his name is Chris. It's funny, I got this email. I've been debating something in my own head, just to kind of have just putting my thoughts out there for you. I've been debating what I want my next kind of history thing to be, and I actually thought about doing one on the kamikazes. Did you know we lost thousands of sailors? Thousands of Navy guys died outside of Okinawa. Part of the reason they had the Marines and the Army guys on the island, part of the reason they pushed them to move so hard and push so hard, and in fact it got a lot of them killed pushing too fast, was because they wanted to wrap up the land campaign to stop the carnage in the seas outside of Okinawa. thousands of sailors died from these kamikaze planes. People don't realize the scale of how bad it was. Ships sank and everything else. Anyway, I thought about doing my next one on the kamikazes. My only hesitation is I've done a lot of, because it's probably my favorite period of history, I've done a lot of World War II in the Pacific history, and I don't necessarily want to, I don't want to bore you with that, but I am considering doing one on the kamikazes. What, Chris? What? Have I done one on Alexander the Great? I have, a little bit. What part of Alexander the Great? What, you can't just do... You can't just do Alexander the Great. I mean, look, Alexander the Great is an interesting cat for a variety of reasons. One of the main reasons is you've heard of a Nepo baby. A Nepo baby, that's what you call people who are born wealthy or born, you know, born on third base and thinks he hit a triple. You've heard the saying. Well, it's usually used in a derogatory term. Hey, you didn't earn that. Your dad gave it to you. But a question was posed one time to me, hey, what's a Nepo baby that was actually unbelievably successful and worthy? The answer is Alexander the Great. Alexander the Great's father, his father, Philip II, may be his equal. We just don't know about him. Isn't that crazy? His father built up this juggernaut army. Alexander the Great did not build the army that he went and conquered the Persians and everyone else with. His father built that army. But Alexander the Great then took it over and started kicking everyone around. I guess I could do something on Alexander the Great if you wanted. I can do it. You want me to do an Alexander the Great, Chris? I might. I'll tell you what. You know what? Jewish producer Chris wants Alexander the Great. This guy wants kamikazes. Email address is jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You pick whatever. We'll have a competition. Whatever one we get the most emails on, that's the one we'll do. What, Chris? What? Chris said, what, Alexander the Great part? Well, Chris, I've got to be honest with you, buddy. That's going to be up to me. All right. I said you can pick the general topic. From there, I'll do the choosing. I will probably choose one of his battles. In fact, I already think I probably know which one I'm probably going to choose. There's a battle at the very beginning of it. Alexander the Great does something really, really cool, and I don't want to give away that. If I do Alexander the Great, it'll be that. But the kamikaze story is equally as cool. Whatever. We report, you decide. Stop. That's Fox News' line. Anyway, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You decide. Do you enjoy history? I know you do. Why don't you let Hillsdale teach you some history for free? More than 40 free online courses from Hillsdale College, the incredible Hillsdale College, the university I'm praying to God my sons can get into, but one of them just brought home a C and I'm worried he's doomed now. Either way, he can still learn from Hillsdale online for free, just like you can. Hillsdale even has a course right now called Understanding Capitalism. You want to really understand it in a way that you can argue it, in a way that you can understand how human nature plays a role, profit, loss, things like that. They'll teach you about it for free. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse is where you go to enroll. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse.
He doesn't care if you believe him. But he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Tuesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. If you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Also, Trump totally knows Spanish, just like me.
Mr. President, I'd like to teach you how to say, let's make America great again in Spanish. So, vamos a hacer America grande otra vez.
America grande otra vez.
Nailed it. Well done, Mr. President. I appreciate you. Speaking of which, United States Senator Chris Van Hollen wants to go down to El Salvador to bring back the MS-13 gang members. Seriously, I don't think Democrats are ever winning another election.
But I've also made clear if we can't meet here, I do intend to go to El Salvador to discuss the release of this individual who is illegally detained. A Maryland man who's the father of three in a notorious prison in El Salvador. And I believe the president...
Maryland man, father of three. That's the exact same language that media outlet after media outlet after media outlet has chosen. Why? Why? You know, the communist is purposeful with his language. He selects the right words to cover up the lies, and then they all, once they decide on the words, they disseminate the language from the hive mind out to the minions, and they all march repeating the same thing over and over and over again.
El Salvador will recognize why it's important to allow him to return to the United States of America, because it is absolutely unjust and illegal to have this Marylander detained more day in a notorious prison in El Salvador. I will say the president of El Salvador should not now take it upon himself to say that he is detaining him for one more day, because that is kidnapping. I understand that the attorney general said that we would provide a plane to bring him home. So all the president of El Salvador has to do now is hand over and release an innocent man and let him come home to his family.
Let him come where now? Home? A reminder that voting for Democrats is an act of evil.
A 19-year-old man is accused of raping a child, and he's now behind bars. Police say Raimundo Cornelio was 18 years old when he raped an 11-year-old girl. Their investigation started after the child gave birth in February. The victim told police she met the man on Facebook and had one sexual encounter with him last May. They were able to track him down after he was stopped for a traffic violation last month. Police say he admitted to the crime.
He's illegal. Democrats not only will bring these people into your country as fast as they possibly can, if you happen to deport one of them, United States senators, Democrats, will publicly cry to bring them back into your country. That's how evil the 2025 modern Democrat Party is. Just inherently evil in every way. Jesse, your Archduke Franz Ferdinand answer to the question of what in history you would try to stop was spot on. However, if I'm not mistaken, wasn't Europe a tinderbox before that happened? Ammunition and weapon stockpiling was through the roof, not to mention the rhetoric from both sides wasn't exactly diplomatic. Yeah, I was asked last week what one historical event I would stop, and I said the assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand, because that's what kicked off World War One. World War One, millions died. World War One led to World War Two, which even more millions died. There's so much carnage that came from that, unimaginable amounts of carnage. You realize that we haven't lived through it because I wasn't alive, but very recently, these are very recent wars historically. That's the worst carnage in all of human history. All of human history, with the exception of God flooding the planet and killing everyone except for Noah's family. I don't think you could ever point to something that's as widespread carnage as that. But you bring up a very good point, and it's why I almost didn't answer it that way, because if it wasn't that thing, if it wasn't him being assassinated, it probably would have been something else. And this actually brings me to where we are today. I don't want to make a historical point. Where we are today, we're close to something. I don't know how exactly I want to put this. And when I say close, I don't know what that means. Here's what I'm saying. The governments of the West, they've all turned evil. They've all turned against their own citizens. Citizens of the West, the patriotic citizens of the West, half of them have caught on to this and they're against it. Half of them hate their own countries as much as their government does. Where we go from here, I don't know. And when we go there, I don't know. But what I do know is It's not an accident America's in the same situation Canada's in's in the same situation the UK's in. They're in the same situation Germany's in. They're in the same, you get it. Everyone's kind of going through the same thing in slightly different ways, but the same thing. And what else I know is this cannot last and it will not last. And the sad, scary part of that is if you're going to allow yourself to be consumed by fear, which you shouldn't, but if you want to dwell on the sad, scary part of that, change is coming and it's not going to be polite. And I don't know what that looks like. Don't ask me because I don't know. I genuinely don't know. But the trust the citizens have with their government has been broken. Once that has been broken, once that tie has been severed, it has to either be reattached by opening up the books, which they're not doing, or we're going to have a problem. This is why I call for all these arrests of government people. It's not just because I'm vengeful and vindictive. It's because I believe without that, we can't ever bond with our government again. And that's a bad thing. You can bond with your dog, though. And you can bond with your dog longer if you've been giving your dog Rough Greens. Your dog does not get nutrition from his food. We want them to, but they don't. Your dog gets nutrition from Rough Greens or your dog doesn't get nutrition. Dog food is dead food. Naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black caught on to this a long time ago. All that brown dog food is brown for a reason. Everything in it is dead. So put real vitamins and minerals and digestive enzymes and omega oils and antioxidants on your dog's food. You don't have to switch out his food. Sprinkle Rough Greens on there. You know you'll see a difference in your dog's coat, breath, energy level, digestive system. It really helped Fred's because you know he's got a sensitive stomach. Free Jumpstart trial bags at 833-33-MY-DOG or you can go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. Go get a free bag. All right. We're going to talk about this legal defense fund that's being used for a home. We're going to talk about the infighting in the Trump administration. Next.
On Neutral World Podcast, we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. And I ask my guests how they're spending their 4th of July. Brett Baer.
I will be working. I'll be in Washington because it's a big, big day.
Jared Isaacman.
I plan to be flying an F-5 fighter jet painted in Freedom 250 colors along with four other fighter jets flying over the nation's capital.
Listen to Neutral World on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As America marks its 250th anniversary, we're looking back at 2.5 centuries of rebellion and liberty through the eyes of the heroes who defended it.
The whole thing about this country is freedom. If we're not careful, we could lose that.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, we bring you the defining moments of valor that went above and beyond the call of duty. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.